PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7:01. I'm Eric Scott. President Donald Trump's administration moving to end affirmative action in federal contracting, directing all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and eventually fired. The move follows an executive order Trump signed his first day, ordering a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's diversity and inclusion programs. One of the other executive orders signed by Trump his first day in office is now the focus of an 18-state lawsuit led by New Jersey. State Attorney General Matt Platkin says the order to limit birthright citizenship is extreme and unprecedented.
That's why our broad coalition of states is standing up to the president and defending the rule of law. Presidents in this country have broad powers, but they are not kings.
The suit requests immediate relief to prevent the president's order from taking effect. Some curious votes in Washington from two members of the New Jersey congressional delegation. Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim, both Democrats, voted to confirm Republican Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Both also voted against the Larkin-Riley Act, allowing the detention of undocumented immigrants accused of certain crimes. Governor Murphy keeps the momentum going from last week's State of the State address in West Windsor to visit an elementary school, and saying more kids need access to an early education for free.
Governor Murphy says one goal is ensuring that every New Jersey school district offers free full-day kindergarten.
So this year we're going to work with the state legislature. Thank you folks in advance. Bless you all. To close that gap once and for all so that every child of every socioeconomic background has the opportunity to chase their dreams.
Murphy adds the administration will also work this year toward making free universal pre-K a reality in the Garden State. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:03. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It is cold this morning. Most of New Jersey in the single digits and teens. We've got some below zero readings to the northwest. Our cold snap continues today. Early clouds along the coast and lots of sunshine. Highs this afternoon, just like yesterday, upper teens to around 20. Fingers crossed, the wind stays rather light. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Lows fall to around 10. A little bit warmer tomorrow. Upper 20s with sun and clouds. Lower 30s on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 150 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey's side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Parsippany is 2-4 in South Plainfield. Manahawkin is 14. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
You